Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
Well, it's time to get the great website I tell you every morning. It's important. Loads of information. You have to pre-register on this site in order to get in on the incredible webinars and events that take place all within the great Craig James. That's right, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Remember that now, CraigJamesFinancial.com, the day in which the Dow lost about 265 at close. Futures is down about 97 or so as we speak. And certainly the Fed's interest rate outlook, will go over that as well. You could see some higher rates in the next couple of years, interest rates. And we say a very good morning to Mr. Craig Ferentino. Sir, how are you?
Yes, good morning, Jay. How are you? The Dow again down 265, spot 66. NASDAQ down 33 points. S&P down 22. Some of these things you reiterated. We're seeing the big news, as I said yesterday, was going to be, was not the mixed martial arts meeting between Biden and Putin, but the actual meeting with Chairman Powell at the Fed, which I thought was, he actually did change his story. He must, and I'm sure he didn't listen to what I was saying yesterday or what you and I were talking about, but he did change his tune. He initially, his last meeting, he said he wasn't going to increase interest rates till 2024. And breaking news, he saw no increases till 2024. He now says that he could rate hikes could come as soon as 2023, even though a few months ago he signaled that he would not see any till 2024. So he did say he did change his tune, which is what I give him credit for that. I'm not saying anything negative about that at all. I think that was the right call for Chairman Powell. And you see so it was sort of a hawkish comment to the market, and it drove bond yields higher and stocks lower. And what we're seeing is that the Fed also raised its GDP gross domestic product forecast for 2021 to 7% GDP, 7%. All right, don't forget, we're coming out of a doldrum, so these numbers are staggering in a normal market, but 7% is huge, while also raising its expectations for inflation this year. So you start to see these, that's all due to cost, transitory cost pressures. What they're saying is transitory. We'll see as these inflation readings continue to look serious but temporary. So on the economic front, we also had some other news, which I chatted about. You know, we had housing starts and building permits missed their estimates, suggesting that the pace of residential construction is moderating. And we're seeing labor shortages posting real challenges to developers, meaning they can't find workers. And in addition to you get the high material costs that we've been talking about for several weeks now. And it's really impacting the consumer and their intentions to buy a house. So, and you saw that in the University of Michigan survey. So, we think that we're starting to see some of this negativity, and this is all hopefully temporary. We're keeping a very, very close eye on this because, as you know, inflation, as I keep saying, Jay, affects everybody. It's the tax that everybody pays. It doesn't matter what your income is. If you're buying something, it's costing more. All right. Today we get the Philadelphia Fed Business Outlook Index, initial jobless claims. All eyes. We want to see how many people are still claiming unemployment, and we'll also see for stocks, we see Kroger come out, Adobe, and otherwise that's the big thing. But the big one is the jobless claims and the continuing claims, both coming out at 8:30. In terms of investors, we have some changes here. We're putting Craig James Financial, I got my staff and I working on a couple of presentations, and which your audience could certainly benefit from. One is the changes in Social Security, the ending of the restricted application, what that means and how that affects you and your pocket when you come to retire. We'll be putting that on in a presentation. So we'll let you know. We'll let your audience know, Jay, and you, when that comes out. Be on the lookout for that. We're also working on, I just saw the second draft yesterday of the changes in the proposed Biden tax changes or the taxation on people and what that's going to look like and how that affects you. Not so much the income tax, but also the capital gains tax and how to preserve if your uncle bought something at Apple at $10 and it's $125 now and he passes, you would normally inherit that at $125, not the $10 that he paid for it. But there's proposed changes to say that, no, you inherit it at his cost basis or the $10 that he paid for it, which would really affect the wealth of millions of people here in the United States for those that started businesses and things like that. So we're working on something just to show what that would look like. It's not passed yet, but we want to give your listeners a heads up as well as our clients. So very, very important with those two news there. And we'll keep you apprised on that, Jay. And other than that, Apple came out with something interesting, Jay, and you can react to any of these at any time, of course. But Apple is basically saying that they want to be a healthcare company. They're setting up something with their own doctors, and they keep changing the watch so it gets more and more invasive. It's checking your EKG. It's checking it actually could check, I think, your blood sugar. So they're seeing themselves now under Tim Cook as a healthcare company. So interesting shift, a major healthcare company. They were going to get into cars, I heard. They have Apple TV. So this is just another thing. But maybe they're lost and they're looking for their way, or they could be onto something very, very huge. Time will tell. And that's what I have for today, Jay.
Well, with all the Fitbit and everything else, pulse checking, heart rate, glucose, I mean, everything is at their disposal as far as, getting this out. So, why not? Listen, Tim Cook is going to do anything he can to advance. They've got technology in their pockets. So, in essence, why not, right? It makes sense. One thing... regarding the Fed and everything else, and Craig has mentioned this, and that's the word inflation. Inflation right now is very well. And by the way, you got nothing out of Biden Putin yesterday to affect the market. There was nothing going on, as we expected. But when you break down the inflation situation and the projections that the Fed has showed, as far as dialing it up, expectations, raising the forecast 3.4% this year. That's a point higher than the March estimate. Now, that'll level off. That could be around 2%, but nonetheless, you see where we are at right now as far as the reopening continues and shifts in demand and, this is what hiring difficulties, this is what we're experiencing right now. So it's going to be with us a while, folks. That's just the way it is right now. So... we'll see how the day, but you got nothing out of Geneva yesterday, nothing as far as anything affecting these markets. There was nothing there. Sir, always a pleasure to have you, that. And I'll speak to you on a Friday morning tomorrow.
Yes, Jay, thank you. We'll have an end of week recap for tomorrow and we'll have some clarity also about some of these upcoming events. Thank you for your time and have a great day.
You too, sir. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Remember that website, vital.